Sunshine is dominating a big part of the Midwest this morning, except for areas right at the Ohio River, where there is still some light rain falling. Temperatures across the region are still rather warm, with 40s and 50s common across the region with relatively light wind. As we go through the day today, we'll likely see a continuation of the same kind of weather that had dominated the region yesterday still continuing, and that means that we're going to see some periodic showers occurring across portions of the Midwest, and will likely encounter some temperatures that are going to be mostly in a seasonable range as we go through this period as well. The precipitation prospects today will likely be somewhat on the low side, but with that said, there will be a handful of showers that will occur in some of these southernmost areas from Missouri into parts of Kentucky, maybe southernmost Ohio. And as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we'll see a little bit more precipitation in the lower parts of the Midwest as the precipitation in Kentucky lifts northward. Most of the precipitation that occurs tomorrow will be still erratic and light until we get to Thursday morning, and we might see some local totals getting upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. These next couple of days will actually be very good days for field work to occur across those areas that are not exceptionally wet, and we'll expect to see some progress made. The next more organized precipitation event besides that one that occurs Wednesday night into Thursday in the eastern Midwest will come along as we go from Thursday night into Friday in the western Corn Belt. At that time, we'll see more significant rain occurring across Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, and the precipitation will work its way east and northward as we go through the day Friday and finally ending on Saturday. Widespread precipitation will occur during that period of time. Some of it may be locally heavy, and there will be a more definite halting in field work during that period of time. Precipitation that comes after that is expected to be more limited and more erratic, allowing for the region to start to dry down again, and field work will be relatively quick to resume in some locations that don't get the heavier amounts of moisture. The temperature prospects across the region are still relatively good for the next week. We'll see a lot of seasonable temperatures with highs in the 60s and some lower 70s occurring periodically. Might be a little bit cooler in some of the northernmost areas on an infrequent basis, but especially towards the first part of next week when some 50 and 60 degree readings will occur across at least the northern half of the Midwest and 60s occurring still in the south. Low temperatures most nights over these next several nights will be running mostly upper 30s and 40s in the north, and we'll look for temperatures in the south around mostly 40s and 50s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.